with information on the latest developments in assistive technology and initiatives from the studios of 2RPH in Sydney. RPH Australia brings you AbleQuest. Hello, I'm Barbara Sullivan. Our guest today on AbleQuest, Dr. Adrian Sheen, a family doctor in Western Sydney and a lecturer at Sydney University, has brought a little magic to the rehabilitation unit of Nepean Hospital. Project Magic, first developed by the well-known American illusionist and magician David Copperfield, has spread to over 30 countries and has helped patients in hospital recover both physically and psychologically. Marnie Roper spoke by phone to Adrian about Project Magic, and I'll warn you here that you can get involved in the discussion when he poses a mental trick for listeners' participation. Marnie began the conversation by asking him to give us a brief overview of Project Magic.
Oh, hello, Marnie. Yes, and Project Magic is something that's been going for a long time, actually. It started in America in about 1982. It's really about using magical ideas and magical concepts to help people with rehabilitation, but it also helps them with their physical and psychological and sort of social disabilities. It gives the hope to give them more confidence. So Project Magic is what we have started here up at the Nepean Hospital, and we've been using it on a regular basis now. It helps to make patients' time in there hopefully a bit more fun, but also gives them some sort of skills. It's not really about teaching them to be magicians. I think it's most important. It's really about the much more important things about how people do tricks and gives them something more enjoyable to work with than just being told to move their hands or to move their legs or whatever, and helps their mind as well. It's quite tricky. Magicians actually think very hard when they're doing a trick about how to get the sequencing right.
Now, you said it started back in 1982, and it was developed by the famous American illusionist David Copperfield. Tell us how that came about.
David was obviously, has been for a long time, a world-renowned magician, and he actually had somebody write to him quite often about tricks. And he thought this person was actually a young school student, because he looked at the handwriting and thought this person must be at school. And he came actually to meet him, and he was surprised to find that it wasn't a young student. It's actually somebody with a disability. And I think he suddenly realized that this person with a disability was using magic to overcome some of the obvious issues that he had with movement and communication, with dealing with friends and other people and getting to know people. And this idea of using magic, it provided this wonderful sort of conduit for this to happen. David took this idea immediately and decided that there was something in this, and he could actually develop the idea, which he did with an occupational therapist, Julie Dedier. They worked together to provide a whole series of tricks that have various uses. He has a wonderful book, actually, which people can get. People can go and buy online and through projectmagic.org. They've developed this and made it work in many countries. And we're just very lucky here to have Jack Daniels, who's one of Australia's leading illusionists, take the ball and run with this and help us to promote it here.
How did you get involved first?
Well, I met Jack through another wonderful Australian magician, Rod Junor. I went to a weekend seminar for international magicians, and I can confess that I think I must have sneaked in the back door. And I think that sparked my interest, particularly, I think, with Jack's expertise. Not only a great magician, but he's a great person as well. I think with my connection with the hospital and with the university, that made a fairly nice niche for us to try and help to get this project up and running.
So a magician goes into a hospital rehab unit and teaches patients magic tricks. Is that right? Is that what happens?
Well, that's basically what happens. To make it work, and it's most important, we would like it to work in other areas as well. We have a wonderful person called Ken Brook, who's actually a member of the Ghislaine Barry support group. And Ghislaine Barry is a condition where people have a viral infection and they don't all fully recover. And Ken's been a wonderful driver to get support from the rehabilitation team in the hospital, support from the nursing staff, the OTs. And I think what we do here at Nepean Hospital is to organize a session every fortnight. And that's worked out pretty well. We would have a group of about say, 6 to 8 patients. People have been sitting there for several weeks or might even be months. And they will come out and we'll help to teach them a trick. We'll teach them something fairly straightforward, obviously. Then we just get them to learn that trick so they can do it themselves. And hopefully they'll take it back to their bed and their ward and be able to use that again and show their friends what they can do. But what they're actually doing is using their hands and their minds in a way to make it more fun. Hospitals are not actually renowned for their entertainment value. Rehabilitation wards are pretty grim places to be. So at the moment, we've been going to Nepean Hospital for over a year, and that's worked really well. But we need to make it embedded in the rehabilitation system there. And the only way to do that, really, is to do that by getting the staff on side to make sure they are become Project Magic promoters.
And learn the tricks. They then go on to teach.
They can learn what to do, and I think they've had great fun to do it. I mean, I think there's actually a bit of a side effect here that gives them something else to do with patients as well.
Yes.
So they can actually, you know, rather than just badgering the same thing every day, hopefully they will gradually realize that they enjoy doing it. They enjoy the sessions as well, just as much as the patients do. The other people that come along to sessions are actually families. A lot of patients have families visiting their relatives in hospital.
And it's not just the physical skills, is it, they're learning? You're wanting them to learn memory and sequencing.
I mean, yeah, there are very many steps to doing a good trick, and one of them which is actually to sequence, to remember what you do next. And the ultimate way of doing a magic trick is to be, you've got to be one step ahead of the person you're showing, and you've got to think hard about what comes next. Because if you don't know which way to put your hands or which way to move the ball or the rope, it goes wrong. But if it goes wrong, it goes wrong. It doesn't really matter. But it is a question of the sort of tricks we use will be things that have several different sequences to it.
And hand-eye coordination, presumably, as
yes,
well?
Yes, I mean, that's all of that as well. Misdirection is the great magician's trick, of course, telling people to look left when they're doing something on the right. So communication is a great art of magic.
Now, radio is not a visual medium, but can you describe a couple of your favourite tricks?
The rubber band trick's quite fun. I mean, that's a trick where you can put a rubber band around your fingers and move it from one finger to other fingers by just opening and closing your hand. I mean, that's a very standard trick, which people can actually see if you go to the Project Magic website. Oh, that's projectmagic.org. If you go there, you'll find there are lots of tricks there that I'll explain.
Well, how do you confess to learning to doing the rubber band trick?
Now you're an expert. There's a rope trick, which is great. You move your hands around, hold two ends of the rope, and by not taking your hands off the rope, you can actually make a knot in the rope, and that's quite clever. We do use mental tricks. We use numbers. Some people have trouble with their hands. They can't move their hands. They need to do mental tricks. I suppose if everybody listening can actually think of a number between, say, 0 and 10. Has everybody got a number between 0 and 10 at the moment, and you like to double it? Now, if you double that number and then add 8. So you've doubled your number, added 8, and you've got a number there. Now, you got your number, Marnie?
Yes, I have.
All right, now you halve that number. All right, now, when you've got to halve that number, and now you take away the first number that you thought of.
Yes.
Now you've got a number there. Now, you have to translate that number into ABC. So if you've got a 1, you have to take an A. If you get a 2, have a B. And if you've got a 3 or C, etc., etc., etc. So take a letter of the alphabet, whatever number you've got.
Yep.
Now you've got to think about that very hard. And now with that letter that you have in your mind, I want everyone there to think of a European country beginning with that letter.
Right.
You've got that there?
Yes.
Fantastic. Now take the second letter of that country.
Yes.
Take the second letter of that country and think of a large animal.
Right.
And I think that everyone all around the country is thinking of elephants.
Adrian, what can I say? Very good. I was.
You were.
Barbara, my colleague, is nodding and thumbs up. So there you go.
Well, there you go. That's what they call me. Yeah, I'm the magician that's sweating to make sure he gets it right. What fun it is. The thing about magic, I mean, the magician and whoever does it, you know, you have this sort of worrying period. It may not work. Then it does work.
It does.
So lots of fun there.
How many magicians do you have at the moment?
Well, we have myself, we have Jack, we have Rod comes along. We've also got a great young magician called Magic Macy, who's from Penrith.
And how old is she?
She's 11.
Yes.
She's fantastic. And she'd be marvellous. And I think this is the other thing that is great, is because she's at school and she does tricks at school. What she does gives her great confidence, and she's jolly good at it too. And
yes,
she comes along, and of course, obviously, people in hospitals love having young people there, entertaining them.
And but also, I can see this working well in paediatric wards.
Absolutely. Mm. Well, there's tons to be done, but Magic Mace is really pretty special. She actually came third in the junior close-up magic competition. Now, what's so special about that is that this competition was for 18 years old and under. So she has got great skills, and she will go very far. She's got a great performance technique as well. But, of course, this is one of the things, is that Project Magic is not really just about people in hospitals. Well, I mean, it can be used in schools to build confidence as well. I mean, I think lots of schools should have Project Magic clubs, because for kids that don't do much of it in the way of sport and need some confidence building, be able to find you can stand up in front of your fellow students and do a trick is really very confidence building. So it has been used in the Blue Mountains at school there and becoming more regular. Rod Juno's doing a class at a school there, a couple of schools, and this is really very exciting. And I think that having the other places to be using as well, as in nursing homes and in residential cares and community groups, but all these places should be able to use Project Magic as part of their environment. But
absolutely,
what we do need is we would love to have more magicians.
If anyone's listening, be they patients, hospital staff or magicians, and they're interested in learning more or joining Project Magic, what's the best contact, Adrian?
Well, to go through Project Magic Australia, just Google Project Magic Australia. There's a Facebook page there. Right. And if you're not a Facebook person, you can go and contact Jack Daniels on his website as well. If you go to Project Magic Australia, that'll take you to, you can also go to Jack Daniels' website and just put a contact there. He will certainly coordinate anybody that's interested. I mean, it's really ideal for people that enjoy magic. You don't have to be a great magician to be involved. I think it's absolutely essential to say that. You just have to enjoy being with people, enjoying interacting with people, and really think that you can give something back to the community through this, and it's a great fun way of doing it.
Absolutely.
So, no, any budding participants, please get in touch. We would really love to hear from you, because this is the only way that Project Magic will develop in Australia, is by being able to be in contact with a group of people who are interested in just spending some time. All the background can be organized for them, but we need the people to actually lead it. Like lots of things in life, you get far more out of it than you put into it. Far more out of it. So it is a great opportunity.
Adrian, thank you so much, and it's been great fun listening to your stories.
You have just been listening to AbleQuest, a program that looks at developments in assistive technology and initiatives. From Barbara Sullivan and Marnie Roper, thank you for listening, and goodbye till next program.